crypt doors have opened. The shadows are stirring. And I'm finally back. That's right. Big D is back. I'm back for season four of Guess What? You're Wrong. After a brief hiatus, we're back and we're diving headfirst into some of the best and definitely some of the worst horror flicks that you can find. And as always, we're going to spoil the hell out of any movie we discuss. So grab your flashlights, hide your snacks, and crack a jar. It's time to get spooky.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all of my movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we spoil the hell out of everything we talk about. So you have been warned. Hello and welcome back to another frosty revisit to this movie here, Jack Frost from 1997. Now, I did initially cover this movie back on episode 35. Wow, that was back in 2022. That was some time ago. But I think this movie deserves a revisit. Let's go ahead and bust into the specifics about this movie here real quick. Now, like I said, this movie was made in 1997. It was directed by Michael Cooney, written by Jeremy Page and Michael Cooney, and stars, well, there's a cast of characters in this one here, Scott McDonald as Jack Frost, Christopher Alport as Sam, Stephen Mendel as Agent Manners, F. Paul Parker as Paul Davro, Eileen Seeley as Anne, Rob LaBelle as Stone, Jack, there's a whole bunch here. There's another Jack Metzger, I don't know. And we also have Shannon Elizabeth, who plays Jill Metzner. And this, you're all familiar with Shannon Elizabeth from Apple Pie fame, where you know she did her topless thing in the warm apple pie, that kind of stuff. Remember that. But we're not here to talk about apple pie. We're here to talk about Jack Frost from 1997. Now, so let's talk about why this movie even exists in the first place. Because honestly, this movie shouldn't exist. So let's talk about why this movie even exists in the first place. Because honestly, this movie should not exist. Somebody somewhere sat in a meeting in the late 90s and said, hear me out. What if the killer was a snowman? And instead of throwing that person out of the room, they went, yeah, let's fund that. Jack Frost is literally about a serial killer who dies in a chemical accident and comes back as a murderous snowman. Not a ghost, not a demon, not possessed by the devil. A straight up walking, talking, murdering snowman. And you got to remember, this came out during the VHS Wild West era of horror, when video store shelves were basically lawless territory. Anything with a creepy cover and a wild idea could be greenlit. Now, studios were just throwing darts at the wall, going, yeah, sure, someone will rent it, right? Now, you can feel that energy all over this movie. This thing is held together with duct tape and hope, and probably a weekend shooting schedule. The budget was clearly low. The effects are rough. The snowman costume looks like it was bought at a party store. And yet, here it is. What makes it even funnier is that the movie itself doesn't really know what it wants to be. Sometimes it's trying to be scary. Sometimes it's accidentally hilarious. Sometimes it's just mean-spirited in that weird 90s way. Weren't we all that way in the 90s? Yeah, I don't know. And somehow, completely by accident, stumbled into cult classic territory. And here's the wild part. This isn't even the movie people think they remember, because Jack Frost actually lied to you. All right, so here's where Jack Frost really gets sneaky. This movie lied to you. Most people remember Jack Frost as this goofy, campy, dumb, fun-killing snowman movie, right? Like it's some kind of harmless holiday joke horror. But if you actually sit down and rewatch it, that's not what this thing really is. The VHS cover makes it look fun. The premise sounds silly. The snowman looks ridiculous. So your brain goes, oh, this is going to be a fun, stupid little horror comedy. But then the movie starts, and you realize quickly that something isn't right. This movie is actually kind of mean. Now, not funny mean, not weak at the camera mean, not just everyday type of 90s mean. Weirdly, it's weirdly aggressive in that very specific late 90s horror way. It's got this tone that doesn't feel like it's in on the joke yet. It's not trying to be a parody. It's not trying to be playful. It kind of wants to be a straight-up slasher. It just happens to be about a snowman, right? So you've got this goofy killer design mixed with kills that are way more uncomfortable than people remember. And it creates this weird emotional whiplash where you're laughing 1 second and then going, oh, that was actually kind of messed up. And that's where the lie is. You think you're about to watch a dumb holiday horror movie, but what you actually get is this awkward, low-budget slasher that takes itself way more seriously than it probably should. And that's why this movie sticks in people's heads. Not because it's good, but because it feels wrong in a very specific way. It's not cozy bad. It's not fun bad. It's uncomfortable bad. And that uncomfortable feeling, that's what turned it into a cult movie. A cult movie classic. Can you imagine? This movie about a killer snowman. Shit. All right. Okay. So now we got to talk about the bathtub scene, right? Because this is the moment that turned Jack Frost from a weird little cult movie into that movie. Up until this point, it feels like a dumb, low-budget holiday slasher. Then suddenly the movie drops a scene where the killer snowman attacks a woman, Shannon Elizabeth, in a bathtub. And the tone just nosedives into something way more uncomfortable than anything else in the film. Now, you remember this scene, right? Shannon Elizabeth, she's with her boyfriend. And they're making out, kissing out. And she tells him, go ahead and get a roaring fire and some jazz, some music or something like that. Some wine. And that's what she wants. For some reason, at this point here, as he's hilariously trying to figure out how to get ice into this wine glass and trying, who knows what the hell he's doing. He opens up the freezer. You see Jack Frost, the snowman, has stuffed himself in it because you see a carrot and, you know, this stuff. He chips away some ice, puts it into a glass of wine, this whole scene, and he gets killed here because Jack Frost shows up, kills him with icicles. It's crazy. But then we switch to the scene here with Sharon Elizabeth. We're leading up to this bathtub scene, right? She's blow-drying her hair for some reason. You know, let's not forget to mention the layers and layers and layers. This was the joke about the scene initially, right? They're taking off. They want to get down and dirty because they're going to do the SCX, you know what I mean? But they're taking off layers of clothes, you know, one layer, another layer. Finally, they get down to the bottom layer, which is, you know, long johns, basically. It's when she takes off to blow dry her hair. I don't know. And then we see for some odd reason, there's a bathtub drawn. There's a bath drawn. She thanks her boyfriend. Hey, thank you. Blah, blah, blah. And she proceeds to get naked. Unfortunately, they really don't show anything here of Shannon Elizabeth. But she proceeds to get naked and gets in this bathtub. My question is this. Where did the water come from? if that is, it's not Jack Frost in there melted himself, because if it was, the water would be cold, right? Because he's snow. And I don't know, who knows? But at some point we do see a water trail going to the tub, and we see the snow, the tub start frosting up and get full of snow. This is a controversial scene that everybody talks about, right? Because he kind of encompasses Shannon and Elizabeth and pins her against the wall. So basically this turns into not only a murder scene, but kind of a rape scene. Snowman rape, you know, whatever. Now, the scene is played, it's not played as a joke. It's not cartoonish. It's straight shot, or it's shot straight. And that's why it hits so wrong. This is the scene that made the video stores pull the tape. This is the scene that had parents furious. This is the scene that made people go, okay, this movie went too far. It feels mean. It feels out of place, and it's completely, and it completely rewires how you remember the whole movie, which is wild because most people think of Jack Frost as goofy trash. But if you actually, if you've actually seen it, you know this is the scene that actually made it infamous. All right. So the big question here is, does Jack Frost, the movie from 1997, actually hold up? And the honest answer is yes and no. Let's start with what absolutely did not age well. The effects are rough. The snowman looks like a haunted yard decoration. Some of the dialogue feels like it was written 5 minutes before they rolled the cameras. And the tone is all over the place. Sometimes it wants to be serious. Sometimes it wants to be funny. And sometimes it just wants to be uncomfortable. There are moments you can feel the budget screaming through the screen. But here's the weird part. Somehow, parts of this movie actually aged better than I expected. The practical effects, even though they're cheap, feel more real than a lot of modern digital stuff. The pacing is fast, and it doesn't waste your time. And it still has that raw, grimy, late 90s video store energy that modern horror just doesn't really do anymore. And that counts for something. You're not watching a polished product. You're watching a piece of VHS era madness that feels like it came out of a dusty rental shelf. And that gives it personality. So no, it doesn't hold up in a technical sense. But in a vibe sense, yeah, it kind of does. And that's probably why people are still watching it every winter. I mean, myself, I think I've watched it just in the past couple of years, at least 5 times. Because there's parts of this movie that I just, you know, that how these townsfolk are kind of dumb. And let's not forget the Adrian Barbeau lookalike that's in the, that's the secretary in the police department. I mean, God, you know. Now, I remember when I first saw this movie, I actually thought that that was Adrian Barbeau, right? But after paying more attention to it, and, you know, because her hair, she's got that early, actually 80s style hair, you know, that they did, like she had in Swamp Thing and that kind of stuff. And that's why I thought it was her. But alas, it was not. So the real question isn't why Jack Frost exists. It's why this movie refuses to disappear. This thing should have faded into bargain bin history. It should be one of those tapes nobody remembers. But it isn't. Every winter, it comes back. People repost clips. Memes pop up. New horror fans stumble onto it and go, what did I just watch? And I think it's because Jack Frost accidentally hit a very specific lane. It's not good enough to be respected. It's not bad enough to be forgotten. It lives right in the middle. Right in that cursed middle ground where it becomes a shared joke, a shared trauma, and a shared memory for horror fans. It's also one of those movies that feels like a rite of passage. At some point, every horror fan gets dared into watching it. And once you've seen it, you're in the club. You remember the weird parts. You remember the bathtub scene. You remember the awful effects. You remember thinking, why does this exist? And that memory becomes part of your horror identity. Jack Frost isn't a movie people recommend because it's good. They recommend it because it's an experience. And that's what makes it immortal. So here's my final verdict on Jack Frost. This movie's bad. It's cheap. And it's awkward. It has no business existing. And yet, it is also one of the most unforgettable Christmas horror movies ever made. Jack Frost is not good horror. It's not even funny horror in a clean way. It's messy. It's uncomfortable. It's a VHS-era fever dream. But it understands one thing perfectly. It knows exactly how to live in your head. You don't forget it. You remember the weird scenes. You remember the uncomfortable moments. You remember thinking, why does this exist? And that's why this movie refuses to die. Jack Frost is trash, but it's our trash. And honestly, I kind of love this stupid movie. And honestly, we couldn't go any further without making a comparison. You know, I need to put this up on the screen here real quick. All right. So look at this picture. One of these is Jack Frost from 1999, starring Michael Keaton. The other one is our Jack Frost that we're discussing here today. Similarities. They're snowmen. I mean, they kind of got some similarities. They kind of got some similarities going on there, right? Killer snowman from Jack Frost, 1997, and Michael Keaton. Now, let's say they got the same carrot nose, same cool eyes, same creepy smile. Coincidence? Or did Hollywood just recycle a nightmare? That's it. That's all I got for you on this episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. I thank you very much for joining me on this revisit of this 1987 classic, Jack Frost. Everybody out there, sweet dreams, love, peace, and if it's going to rain, let it be purple, baby. And if you like horror conversations like this, you're already in the right place. This podcast is part of the Moonshine Militia Podcast Network. Check it out. And that's going to do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.